You're listening to the New Music Generator on Cambridge 105.
That's Mona Lisa Twins, and the track is called The Boy Is Mine. Welcome to the New Music Generator. It's once again time for us to play you a couple of hours worth of unsigned music from home and abroad. And the band I've just played you are sort of from abroad. They're actually from Vienna in Austria originally. They are the Mona Lisa Twins. One's called Mona, one's called Lisa, and they're twins. Therefore, they're the Mona Lisa Twins, which I think is a brilliant coincidence because it makes a great name. We'll tell you a bit more about them in just a second. On tonight's show, we will have our takeover half hour, takeover hour, two half hours coming up between 7.30 and 8 and 8.30 and 9 tonight. Chasing Outlaws are the band in question. They'll be playing live. It's the last time you'll be able to hear them live for a little while because they're going to be taking a little break. Some members are going off on holiday and travelling around the world, etc. So I've managed to get them in last minute before they go their separate ways once again. So that's coming up later on. They're going to play full electric tracks for us in our green room. Also on tonight's show is the unsigned chart from 8 till 8.30. We will of course run you down the latest top 5. Voting is still open and closes in an hour's time. If you would like to vote, you can do. Go to the website cambridge105.fm. I'll tell you whether Elliot Porter is going to be number 1 once again this week. He had a number 1 last week, was number 1 on the update on Monday, so he's in pole position at the moment. We'll also throw a new entry in there later on tonight from Band From The Sticks. So, free choice half hour, first of all. This half hour is made up of songs that have been sent in to me over the last couple of weeks. And if you would like your track to be featured on the show, you can email it to me. Just email tim at cambridge105.fm. Mona Lisa Twins are 18 years old. As I say, they're from Vienna in Austria. Their aim is to play and write songs that make other people's lives brighter. and to which they can relate. It's important for us to make music for the sake of artistry and positivity rather than money or fame, they say. We started our musical life by playing, performing and recording a lot of cover songs, but we're now concentrating more on our originals. Our biggest influences are bands from the 60s, like the Beatles, Bob Dylan, the Beach Boys and Simon and Garfunkel. I think probably tells a bit of Beatles influence in there. They're trying to bring back all the good elements and joy of this old music in their songs as much as they can. If you like them, you can go to the website and find more details. They are monalisa-twins.com. Next up is Christian Smith, 20-year-old singer-songwriter from Chatteris. This is Rock and Roll Girl. It's Christian Smith. The track is called Rock and Roll Girl. He's 20 years old. He's a singer-songwriter from Chatteris. He's entered the Strawberry Fair Band competition before, earlier on this year, so you would have heard him through Cambridge 105 that way. He's also played regularly at the Junction 5 at Unplugged events as well. That track's taken from a debut EP, which is called You and I, and it's available to buy now via the link on his Facebook page. Facebook.com/ChristianSmithMusicUK is where you can find more details on him. Next up is a band called Wooden Arms. They are from Norwich. They're a quintet featuring Jess Diggins on violin, Finn Titford Mock on cello. Can I just say that is a brilliant name? Alex Carson on piano, Jeff Smith on guitar and five-part vocal harmonies. They're playing in Cambridge this Saturday night as part of the Shindig at St Philip's Church. The track we're going to play you is called Separate the Verb. This is Wooden Arms. Thank you.
separate the word or conjugate the verb, but I carry away across the air. Something fanatically occurred in me, reverbed unheard, syllabically. Untouched word resonated within me. In the hallowed halls where the dead were called to die today, on a day of rest, forgive the best of their life. And I knew no other, and God loved your mother. It's ahead of battle, Roselle. Supine and suspense, will tip past the low concrete fence. Nature of this place and its double fence.
That's a track by Wooden Arms. It's called Separate the Verb. As I say, they're a Norwich-based quintet, but you can come to the St Philip's Church on Mill Road and see them perform on Saturday night as part of the Shindig event, which is also being shared with August and After, who we featured on this show before, and I know Underdog are playing a track from them later as well, and also Millie Hurst. In April, they released their single, which is that one, and have played Liverpool Sound City and the Norfolk and Norwich Festival before as well. Their new EP, from which that track is taken, is also released on Friday. Tickets for this particular gig are £5 in advance or £7 on the door. For more information on that gig, you can go to facebook.com/shindiggig, which is shindig and then gig, two G's, or facebook.com/woodenarmsband if you want more information about Wooden Arms. Next up is a group called the Baltic States. They are an alternative indie-based band from Liverpool. They blend minimal techno, big beat and IDM. No idea what that means. With hypnotic soaring vocal melodies in order to create an exciting new sound. The band consists of Jeff Maligans and Helen Morrison on lead vocals. Influences include Jeff Buckley, Radiohead, Portishead and The XX. And this single is available to download for a minimum contribution of £1 via their Facebook page, which is facebook.com/thebalticstates. This is Control, spelt with a K, not a C. That's the Baltic States. The track is called Control. If you want more information about them, you can go to facebook.com/thebalticstates. This is Cambridge 105's New Music Generator programme. You'll be able to hear in the background that Chasing Outlaws are currently sound checking. They'll be live in about 10-12 minutes' time with the first of their three track sets. They're playing a live electric set for us outside in our green room, much like we have had in the previous weeks with the likes of Fred House, 28 Boulevard and also Boiling Point. Next up is a band called Lizard Brain. Don't have much information about these guys other than the fact that it's been submitted by Mark Fleet from the group. They're a local band from Cambridge. It's their third single release and there's an accompanying video to this as well if you want to go and check it out on YouTube. It's youtube.com/user/lizardbrainband. This track is called All My Dreams.
It's like all my dreams rolled into one. It's like all my dreams. Could drown beneath these waves tonight.
too weak to fight against the tide. Fold my arms and sink into the deep. Close my eyes and drift to sleep. It's like all my dreams roll into one. It's like all my dreams. It's like all my dreams roll into one. It's like all my dreams. Are these colors shows of fish? Through the surface, I'm as useless as a silent scream. Now I'm weightless and disappear my fear. It's like all my dreams roll into one. It's like all. Like all my dreams. Are these faces the faces of my friends? Come to greet me. All the words I wish I'd never said back to haunt me.
Chilled out vibe to it, that one. It's by Lizard Brain. Not the track that I would imagine to hear when I hear describe a band being Lizard Brain. I imagine it to be sort of heavy metal band or something. But good tracks called All My Dreams. They're a local group from Cambridge. I don't have much more information than that, unfortunately. I put this show together quite late. I didn't get an opportunity to ask for any more info. So if you want to go onto their YouTube page and look at the video for that, then you can do. You might be able to find some more information on there. youtube.com/user/lizardbrainband. Two more songs before we hear from Chasing Outlaws tonight. The next one is by Bury St. Edmunds based group The Vitamins. They are Neil Baldwin, Oliver Swift and Dick Phillips. Influences include Otis Redding, Johnny Cash, AC/DC, Chuck Berry and Frank Sinatra. They are to release their debut single, which is this, at a launch party at the Hunter Club in Bury on Saturday night. They have support from Horse Party, who we played last week. Keys, we played them before as well. And Bury songwriting competition winners this year, The Wilsons. You can download this song via iTunes or other download stores from Monday, or interestingly you can purchase a 7-inch vinyl copy as well via thevitamins.bigcartel.com. This is called Keys to the Limousine.
Keys to the Limousine.
To the Limousine by the Vitamins. I have a feeling we might be hearing that again on Underdog later on tonight. I think we may have clashed on our music choices for that particular record. You can download that from Monday on iTunes and other download websites and get a 7-inch vinyl copy via thevitamins.bigcartel.com. Finally, for the free choice half hour tonight, and as I say, if you want to have your track featured on a future show, I'm actually running really low on stuff at the minute. I'm just going to go back through the archives and play some things from previous shows. But if you want to send me something to play, you can email it to me, tim@cambridge105.fm, and it may well appear as soon as next week. This is a track by Last Vendetta. They're a new punk rock band from South Wales, a catchy, energetic four-piece with influences ranging from Foo Fighters, Biffy Clyro and Don Broco to Blink 182 and Atlantic. They are Danny on guitar and vocals, Vinny on lead guitar, Elle on bass and Matt on drums. This track's released on Monday, and the follow-up single called Savages is released on the 12th of August. For more information, go to facebook.com/lastvendetta. My Last Vendetta, it's called To Be Continued. Facebook.com/Last Vendetta. So say if you want to send a record in for a play on a future show, you can email me, tim@cambridge105.fm. And I must just say hello to Richard Archer from Biscuits for Bears, who we played on the show about 3 weeks ago now. And at the time, I did a plea. I said, Richard's looking for some members to join his band. And apparently, he emailed me today and said, off the back of listening to this show, when we played that song about 3 weeks ago, somebody contacted him and now he has a new drummer. So there we go. That's good. I'm glad to have been able to have helped in some way or another. If any band listening is missing a member and would like to misplace them, then you know where to come. I'll try and help you out. We'll be right back with Chasing Outlaws.
We are Cambridge 105.
Does your business need a printing and graphic design company based in the centre of Cambridge? Then look no further than Minuteman Press. Whether you need business cards, leaflets or brochures, posters, banners or presentation binding, Minuteman has the expertise. Our friendly and flexible approach means you get certainty of high-quality printing and design at an affordable price, ready when it should be. So, if you want that fresh approach, then come and see us. Minuteman Press on Victoria Road or call Cambridge 312-688.
It all started because I was bored. We went into this shop and I nicked a pair of headphones for a laugh. It seemed easy, so I carried on doing it. Xbox games, clothes, never thought I'd get caught. Until I got caught. Then I had to go to court. Now I'm trying to get a job, but because of my record, employers don't want to know.
If you've got a criminal record, it could change your life forever. Shoplifting, there's no future in it. Cambridgeshire Constabulary. Get closer and feel the force.
Hi, I'm John Gannon and I present The 60s Scene every Sunday from 11am to 1pm, taking you back to the most exciting decade in music history right here on Cambridge 105. Everything from the animals to the zombies and much more besides. Sundays will never be the same.
Community Radio.
Listening to the new music generator on Cambridge 105.
You are indeed. It's Wednesday night. It's time for our live session. Three times a month we have a live session in the studio, acoustic session, but once a month, try and make it once a month, we have a live session out in our green room. And previous artists include Boiling Point, 28 Boulevard, and most recently Fred's House. That was at the end of May. I've had a little bit longer of a break this time. And pleased to welcome Chasing Outlaws to the studio. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
We're very well, thank you. How are you, Tim?
I'm all right, thank you. Your microphone's not on, Rob. It is now. There we go. Let's go around and introduce yourselves. So we've got Alex.
Hello. Yep.
We've got Nick.
Yes. Hello.
We've got Richard.
Yep. Hello.
And we've got Adam.
Yep.
Hello.
Good. Welcome to the show. Thank you for coming in. We've had this book for a little while because I'm aware that you're about to go. Well, some of you are about to go your separate ways once again. So when is it? It's Richard that's going off traveling the world somewhere, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm afraid I'm off into the wilderness.
When are you going away?
On the 22nd.
Okay, that's so
not long now.
Next week sometime.
Week after next.
Oh, week after next. Oh, okay. All right, fair enough. Yeah. Cool. We're going to have a chat. I'm going to ask you boring questions about the band and about yourselves. And later on, I'm going to ask you some more fascinating random questions that have nothing to do with this interview whatsoever. But it's always amusing and has worked well so far.
Sounds great.
So you're going to do three tracks for us between now and 8, and I'm going to talk to you and annoy you in between. And then another three between 8:30 and 9 o'clock. Yeah?
Yep, that's right.
Cool, right. What are you going to do for us first then?
Well, the first track we're going to play is a song called If You Want.
Oh, okay.
You
when you're ready.
Kick into it, Tim?
Please.
Never get that feeling in this place.
night flight. We can't leave the city tonight. I know we can find the other side. We can take the starlight. Hear me when I say that it will be alright. I used to think the times would pull me along. I want to step outside and play my favourite song. This town has turned around and fallen apart. Let's take the mind and soul and give us a head start. But then I see you with that look upon your face. We'll never get that feeling in this place. We got time to spare. Just say the word and I will meet you there. If you want to go, just tell me so. We can take the next flight. We can leave the city tonight. Take the starlight, hear me when I say that it will be
nice. Is it a bit weird playing with electric instruments in a room like that on a radio?
Ventilation here.
It's terrible.
Despite there being a door wide open.
Yeah, the door is open. Is it still warm out there?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. I don't think you heard my question there. I said, is it a bit weird playing full set in a room like that on the radio with no audience in front of you?
Sort of just feels like a band practice, to be honest.
Yeah? Where do you practice?
Fine dining rooms.
Okay. Technical question. I can't hear Alex. I can hear him when he's singing, but when he's talking to me, I can't hear. He sounds very distant.
Hear me now?
No, you just sound echoey.
All right.
Yeah. All right, we'll fix it.
Well, Alex out of the band.
Engineer Rob's got a new toy that he's working with. I'll just ask you some questions, and I can hear you. It's just not very loud. I'll ask Adam a question first.
Okay.
Why are you wearing sunglasses indoors, Adam?
Because I forgot to take them off. I just realised I've got them on. That's
really
embarrassing. Yeah. That's a better answer than that's a yeah. I'm rock and roll. There you go. It's a better answer than saying I wear them indoors like a.
That was the answer I was expecting. Was rock and roll. Somebody was taking photos of you when you were doing your sound check. It felt like the paparazzi were in or something.
Yeah, they're in the corner.
So those photos now with you and your sunglasses, they're going to be the ones that people see and they'll just think you're uber cool.
Exactly. That's exactly what
I was
going
for. Which of course you are.
Oh, no. That's
right. I'm going to talk to you about the band's history. I'm going to start from the very beginning. I'm right in saying that you've been together for about 3.5 years?
Something like that.
Nearly 4 years, actually.
Nearly four years. End of 2009 is the date that I've got.
Yeah, well, that's when we started gigging, yeah.
Okay.
A couple of months before that, we were just practicing a couple of songs.
Right. So how did you get together as a group? Did you all know each other before? Obviously, two of your brothers, so that's one question answer.
Well, yeah, I certainly knew my brother.
Separated at birth.
Quite a while before the band formed, actually. Richard and Adam were both friends. They used to jam together, didn't you?
Yeah, we used to do some funk and stuff. I don't know, it was ages ago.
Yeah, we just come along for this little village thing. So it was a kind of three-piece for a little bit. Then we asked Nick to come along for Garden Party, which was...
They couldn't find a better guitarist. Yeah.
Well, back then Nick was the bassist, and we used to swap instruments every other song.
Oh, yeah.
That lasted for about 6 months or so. So
realised that wasn't a good idea.
Okay.
Just kind of hit it off.
So what point would you say you started to take it seriously relatively seriously as a four-piece that you are now?
Well, we were pretty serious when we started off, to be honest. We used to practice quite a bit. I suppose just when we decided to be a band, we got maybe three originals, two covers, and we just practiced those.
Yeah, we were really short on songs when we started. We got our first gig. We went into the studio, didn't we? And we were like, oh, yeah, great, we've got the songs. Oh, wait, no, we don't really have anything. We have a 10-minute set.
Six-song set, that was it.
Have any of you done any music or been in bands before this one?
No.
Well, Alex has never actually had a singing lesson or a guitar lesson, which is pretty amazing, I think.
Wow, okay.
Thank you, that's, yeah, almost.
So that's a compliment. You're self-taught on guitar?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, and you just, well, you can naturally sing, I suppose.
I couldn't start with, to be honest, but practice makes...
After many, many, many years in the mountains.
Okay. So just by singing regularly, it's improved your voice without needing to do any specific sort of exercises.
When you start, like, learning guitar, it's natural. You know, you're learning, like, some basic chords. It's always natural to just sing along to songs you know.
Yeah.
And then if you keep doing that, you'll get better. It's easy, really. Anyone can do it.
So what age were you then when you started to pick up the guitar and got interested in that?
About 13, I think.
All right, okay.
Something like that.
So were you playing an instrument before Nick was? Or was he first?
Just about, yeah.
It was your guitar, wasn't it, Nick?
Yeah, but it was my guitar, but Alex actually picked it up to start playing before I did.
Right, okay. And is it just a guitar? You said you started playing bass in the band first, Nick.
Well, I can't really remember.
Okay, because you were so young.
Yes. For quite a while, though, we were playing gigs, and every other song Richard and I would
We had this old song called The Kids Today, which was pretty much our first song that we put together, but it was, I don't know why we ditched it again. It sounded a lot like our main influence, Arctic Monkeys, and it was kind of like, oh, let's get rid of that because it's not really going to work with everyone else. So that was the only song, wasn't it, that we kept switching really on bass and guitar.
Okay.
And then Richard owed up and just went, yeah, I'll be bass player.
Well, I actually don't know the bass part of that song, which is a little bit embarrassing.
We've got it here. No, we haven't got it.
So is it just the guitar that you play still, Alex, or do you play any other instruments?
Eight violin.
Yeah, no, grade 7 violin, actually.
Piano.
I play piano as well, you know, so I dabble.
Why? I find people your age playing violin fascinating. Why violin of all the instruments? It's not really cool, is it?
No, it's... Well, I think I was 7 and my mate started playing and we're quite competitive.
Okay.
So I took it up as well. Yeah, I took it up.
You never thought...
Haven't seen that friend for a while though, have you?
You never thought of putting violin into a Chasing Outlaws track?
What a great idea.
I'm not sure it would fit,
I'm
really.
I'm a little bit
rusty.
And so is my violin.
So is your violin, yes. It's in a cupboard somewhere, gathering dust. What about you, Adam? Have you only ever played the drums, or do you play other instruments as well on the side?
I picked up the guitar about a year ago, and that's pretty much it. I don't really play anything else. The ukulele, which is a terrible, terrible instrument, but nothing else. I'm more that guy in the drums.
How long have you been drumming for?
Since I was about 6, I think. Wow. I can't remember. 6, roughly.
And how did that come about? Was that family pressure or influences from school or what?
Yeah, kind of whipped by my family. No, they're probably listening to this going, that's not how it happened.
We don't whip our son.
it was for the first like 5-6 years, I wasn't ever. I kind of almost quit when I was about 12, and I'm glad I didn't. I had a different teacher. I changed my teachers, and he showed me the way of how drums could be far more interesting. He taught me a bit like African drumming and stuff, and I found it much more interesting than just sitting there doing the grades. And now I'm here doing band stuff. It's far more interesting.
Okay.
But we'll thank my parents for whipping me into that one.
It's always good to pick something up when you're young because it can come in handy when you're older, such as that. What about you, Richard? Bass, the only thing you play?
No, I actually used to play classical guitar when I was very young.
What's classical guitar? Forgive my ignorance.
Well, you know, nylon strings made of wood, very loud.
Like an acoustic guitar? It
looks like an acoustic, but a bit softer.
Okay.
And,
All right.
And then I thought I'd switch to bass because, there aren't as many strings, so it's a bit easier.
Yeah. But if you play a classic guitar, presumably then you could pick up any guitar and play it to a certain standard.
Well,
he does.
Once upon a time that was true. Not so much anymore.
Okay. All right. I just find it fascinating how people sort of settle into one instrument and that becomes what they do, and that's their expertise in that area. All right.
Do you play an instrument, Tim?
No, I don't play an instrument. I learned the keyboard when I was young. Briefly, but
do you still know anything on the keyboard?
No, I don't. And someone's going to wheel in a keyboard in a minute and make me play it.
That should be your challenge before the end of the year.
Do you know what? I feel as if I should play an instrument because I obviously meet loads of musicians and I feel
music generator featuring Tim Willett on keyboard.
Yeah, if I just play on my own show.
Were you allowed to host yourself on your own show? Or
why not?
Tim Willett and the Superstars, a massive Tim Willett band.
I could have my own theme tune that I could play myself. Yeah, feel like a proper one. I wouldn't need anybody to come in as a guest. I'd just, that's a good idea. I might do that. I need to find a good keyboard teacher for a piano teacher.
We'll be your backing band. It's all right.
Okay. I like that. Tim and the Chasing Outlaws. Yeah, good. I like that.
Chasing Tim.
Chasing Tim? No, no, that's not. No.
It kind of gives out the wrong message, doesn't it?
No, don't think I like that. So what happened next then, once you got together? When was your first gig? Where was it? Have you got any particular memories of it? Was it particularly awful or particularly good?
The proper gig was probably Man on the Moon.
With
so many bands it are.
With Alpha Road, Isaac's Aircraft, and Fearless Vampire Killers.
Okay, strong lineup.
It was a pretty big lineup. it was good, to be honest. I don't think we've, ever had a really bad gig.
No?
Well, the next one was a little bit terrifying because this was, I think, Mallory Knox's second gig.
We were like, who's this band Mallory Knox?
And then, they came on stage and brought the house down, and then we sort of trundled on the stage.
After them.
six years their junior or something.
What stage were Mallory Knox at that point?
Just started.
Second gig or something.
Okay. But you just started then as well, but you were obviously further behind them because you were younger than them.
Yeah, they just split up from their old band.
That's what we say to ourselves.
Right.
That's what we tell ourselves every night before we go to bed.
Yeah. How does it fit? Obviously, you must know some of Mallory. I know some of you know Mallory Knox personally. How does it feel to be friends with a band, a local band that's now made it? Is it like a big inspirational boost to you, or does it make you feel really jealous and hate them?
Well, they've always been, every gig you go to, they're pretty amazing. So it's not really a surprise that.
And they're really nice guys. I can't ever feel like that.
Yeah. I've never met them. I came into all this just a bit too late, I think, before they got big, unfortunately. But I'm sure I'll meet them one day. Maybe you can
introduce
get them in.
No, we appreciate that we were allowed to play their album launch party this January, which was a sellout crowd at the Junction. So
that was very good.
That's probably possibly the best gig we've done.
Okay.
And we'll always try and stay in contact. You know, Wembley, we'll be there. No,
well, you never know.
We hope. No, we're joking.
Never know.
We'll sell Coke at the Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola.
Oh, my God.
thanks for clarifying.
Well, it's Coke fans.
Yeah. Good. I think it's time to play another song, Alex.
I think
it's time
to.
Get yourself into any trouble.
We're at that.
What's next?
Right, this next one we're going to do is called Nothing to Lose. We'll be right back.
It's on her face, soaking through her clothing. That subtle blend of love and loathing. Yeah, it's not the time to say hello just yet. And as the evening continues, you've not quite got the bottle in you. No, let's make it quick because she's about to go. But then you slip on your shoes and you got nothing to lose. And then you got it, nobody can stop you, no. Nobody can stop you, no. And for a moment or two, yeah, you're the man in the room. Take your eyes on, where is your disguise gone now? Where is your disguise gone now? But going so she can determine if you're a boy or she needs some learning. Now you should see the one she's turning down. You say they're all the best one-liners. You may have passed the test, but time is short. She might think you're not the guy she thought. But then you slip on your shoes and you got nothing to lose. And then you got it, nobody can stop you, no. Nobody can stop you, no. For a moment or two, yeah, you're the man in the room. Keep your eyes on, where is your desire gone now? Where is your desire gone now?
It's Chasing Outlaws live on Cambridge 105. We've got lots of messages coming in. I say that sounds as if I sound surprised, like that never happens. But we do. We have lots of messages coming in, some of which I'm not going to read out on the air. I think Nick needs to come and read some of these messages privately. Right. But I can read some of them out.
That bad.
One is, yeah, that bad. Can we hear more of Alex, the band leader, get his mic sorted? I think we're okay now. It's no, Alex speaks no very audience. Quietly, but he sings really loudly. I think that's the problem.
But sing can, when you're speaking.
I can hear
to
you
them.
Now. That's fine. Yeah, you could sing your answers to me. Actually, don't
okay.
do that. No.
It's not going to happen.
No. Samantha says Alex sounds sexy. There
Thank you
go.
Samantha.
Do you know Samantha?
Maybe. We don't
maybe. Actually. Not sure.
Don't know.
And then somebody calling themselves Captain Spaulding says, "Who writes these songs? They're amazing."
What was that name again? Sorry.
Captain Spaulding. Do you know a Captain Spaulding?
I have no yes, I do. Maritime experience whatsoever.
Well, Spaulding Captain is a place in Spaulding. Lincolnshire.
That's brilliant.
Maybe they're from there. I don't know. But anyway, from they say, who writes these songs?
Thank you very much, Captain.
Well, Spaulding. I write the songs.
I write the songs.
Yeah. Mostly. Apart from one, which we'll play for you later. But yeah, apart from one, I kind of bring the tunes to the bands and then make them into band songs, really.
Okay. Another one's come in now. Chasing Outlaws sounding amazing. Go Boys from Holly. There you go. Hello, Holly. If you want to send in a message...
I don't know who Holly is.
People seem to have found our contact details already, but if you want to send in a message, you can text 07919 070400 or you can tweet at Cambridge105 or use the message system on the website. Right, individual music influences, past and present. So who did you enjoy listening to growing up and who are your favourite bands around at the moment? Start with Alex.
Well, I had music, but I didn't really get into music until I suppose I heard What's the Story, Morning Glory by Oasis. Mm. So I'd say that was the kind of breakthrough for me. Obviously, since then, there's a lot of things really. The Beatles were a big one for me,
yep.
As I'm sure they are for a lot of people. A lot of heavier stuff comes from Led Zeppelin, still Oasis, and then I'd say favourite bands at the moment have to be Arctic Monkeys and Elbow. Although okay. You probably can't hear a lot of Elbow right now.
No. Have you got a cold?
Oh, I've got a bit of hay fever.
Oh, okay, actually, hay fever. I was like, is something you're going to have to cry on me. Nick, same question to you.
Similar
stuff because you grew up together, sort of?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I think the first album that I actually kind of listened to, might have been the first music, probably Wish You Were Here by Pink Floyd. I think I had that stuck on in the car when I was about 7 or 8.
Okay. And what stuff are you into now?
Very pretentious 8-year-old there. Stuff.
Anything
stuff.
Different to Alex?
Pretty much. We're pretty much exactly the same person.
There are a couple of bands that you're kind of... You're into like Biffy Clyro and stuff, aren't you?
Yeah.
Whereas
yeah.
They're all right.
You're not fast.
We're pretty similar, to be honest, in almost every way. Music-wise.
Yeah. Well, that's to be expected. Yeah. Adam, I'm going to throw another question in as well.
All right.
What was the first record you ever bought?
First record?
Yeah.
I think...
I'm hoping it's something embarrassing.
See, yeah, I was thinking about this. I keep thinking about this, and I really struggle to remember what it is. It could have been a number of things, but just for the sake of keeping my cool and dignity up, I think I'll go with By The Way by Red Hot Chili Peppers. I think that was it, but I have no idea. I honestly can't remember what it
really?
Was, which is a sad moment, I know.
You must have been quite old then by that time, because that was only...
It was 2002, 2001, 2002.
I suppose you would have been eight.
Would have been about,
yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. Maybe not as old as I was thinking.
No, I don't know. I honestly can't remember. I'll come back with you on that one. I'll try.
Okay. All right. Are you into any other bands or influences growing up that we haven't already mentioned?
I mean, apart from what I just said, like the Chili Peppers was when I started drumming. I absolutely loved the funk. It's still probably my favourite style to drum to. I mean, I love my rock and anything else, but funk is always just a massive laugh to have a jam with. Things at the moment, though, a number of things. I mean, I can name a band that an artist I'm really into at the moment called Sivu, who is actually Cambridge based.
Okay. So
he might be slightly out on Cambridge, but he's very acoustic, and he's just starting to make it. He had a single which came out a few months ago that Hugh Stevens was playing, and he's starting to generate big things. Like he's playing at Latitude this year, but he's brilliant. It's spelled Sivu, I think. I think that's how you pronounce it.
Okay.
No one's ever said it on like the radio or anything.
I'll have to do some research on that.
He's really good. So he's got a few things out on like Spotify as well. But
okay.
Go check that out.
Quickly, same question to Richard. Any others that we haven't mentioned?
Yeah, pretty much the same. I mean, I guess quite a lot of Chili Peppers, because of course you can learn Flea's bass lines for a lifetime and still have more to learn of his. I had quite a bit of world music growing up with my dad, which
okay.
again you can't really hear a lot of in this music so much, but enjoyed listening to a lot of that stuff as well.
Okay, cool. Alright, we'll get you to do one last song for this segment, please. What will it be?
We're going to play one of our oldest songs. It's called Days.
Okay.
Dead, but it ain't going nowhere, it was lying in bed. So stick around, see what we found. It's taking something special just to get it off the ground. So if you dare, pull off the chair, pull out your favorite jacket and the do up your hair. For you and I, it's time to fly. I'm living for the feeling and I'm feeling alive. Cause it's all over now, you can go.
go and tell the people, we can spread the word around all over town. Yeah, the kids are going crazy, so let's bring it on down. Talk out your radio, I kick out the super wanker who has ruined the show. Cause these are happy days, and we don't want you to come and take it all away. Yeah, 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 yeah. Smile, so let's get something moving, we can make it all worthwhile. We can't, you see, because of me, stop the cost of maybe this is how they used to be. The lights go down, and all around, a thousand happy faces, yeah, not as big as proud. So find your soul, and let it flow, don't tell the people we're about to rock and roll. Cause it's all over now, you can go and tell the people. We can spread the word around all over town. Yeah, the kids are going crazy, so we bring it on down. Drop down your radio, I kick out the super wanky who would ruin the show. Cause these are happy days, and we don't want you to come and take it all away. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh yeah.
Nice. Three more songs coming up from Chasing Outlaws after 8:30 tonight. You all right, Nick?
No.
No? Oh, dear. Nick's going to go
I
off
usually
and see
sing
you.
More.
Rock and
we're going to need a new guitarist. Yeah. If anyone's out there, got half an hour.
Don't say that. I asked for people to text in and I've had floods of messages. So if you ask for someone to turn up, that'll probably happen as well. We'll come back with Chasing Outlaws in about half an hour.
Wednesday, 8 o'clock. The top five records from Cambridge's hottest musicians, as voted for by you. This is the Unsigned Chart on Cambridge 105.
All right, it's time for this week's Unsigned Chart. If you want to listen to Chasing Outlaws again, stay tuned. We're back with them in about half an hour. I will show them all the messages that have been coming in. Thank you very much. No need to spam me. I will read them all out to the guys, if not on air. Right, Unsigned Chart this week then. We're on week number 67. 242 votes were cast since we opened the voting last Wednesday. As always, six records go up for the vote. Only five can make it through. Unfortunately, this week we're in a situation when the new entry doesn't make it in. Just William and the Outlaws, and it's a long, long way to Tennessee. Only got 2.1% of the vote this week. So we're still with the same five from last week, but in a different order. This week's number five poll just 5%. In last week's charts, it was at number four. This week it's down a place. It's its fourth week inside the chart now for 15-year-old Chloe Anna. The track is called Old Haunts.
Number five.
tried, but I didn't get that far. Old horns replace you. I thought I'd manage, but you've got me real to you. I've got to get you out of my head. I've got to get you out. I've got to get you out of my head. Too many needles I'm trying to thread. I've got to get you out of my head. Out of sight is out of mind. Out of mind is out of view. Out of view is out of sight, and out of sight is you. Old ways to die young are overrated, and they've never been less fun. Old paths we used to walk so far away that I just stay inside instead. I've got to get you out of my head. I've got to get you out. I've got to get you out of my head. Too many needles I'm trying to thread. I've got to get you out of my head. Out of sight is out of mind. Out of mind is out of view. Out of view is out of sight, and out of sight is you. Oh, oh, oh. To get you out of my head. Too many needles I'm trying to thread. I've got to get you out of my head.
Chloe Anna, this week's five.
Performed by Cambridge musicians. Voted for by you. This is the Unsigned Chart.
Number one, a couple of weeks ago, did well for the first 2 weeks, but in the last couple of weeks, it slipped down the chart a bit and is now in danger of falling out next week because it hasn't got very many votes in comparison to the other four that are in the chart this week. So if you like Chloe Anna, then you might want to vote for her next week because she's in danger of going out of the chart next week if this slump continues. Just 5% of the vote this time round. Next up at number four is another track that's going down one place in comparison to last week. This one got 13.6% of the vote. It's Harry Seaton. The track is called Wildfire. It spent 3 weeks at number one. Its first 3 weeks in the chart at number one. In the last 3 weeks, it's been a bit further down the chart, but it's still comfortably in. Harry's 16 years old. He's a singer-songwriter from King's Lynn. Only picked up the guitar. He picked up the guitar when he was 7 years old and has been writing and performing original songs since then. His influences include the likes of Ben Howard, the XX, and Daughter, and you can really hear the influence of Ben Howard in this record. This is Wildfire.
Number four.
You change like the wind, fly like a bird. Never knowing what you're heading to. Swim away, leave me in bitter haze. Always leave with burning desire. Thoughts of you spread like wildfire. What you need, just take what you want. Leave me to rest, my love is all burned.
but I like you that way. Never knowing what you're heading to. Close your eyes, count to ten. Just don't walk out again. Always leave with burning desire. Thoughts of you spread like wildfire. Say what you need, just take what you want. My love is all
Seaton and Wildfire.
This is the Unsigned Chart, the top five records from Cambridge's hottest musicians.
We're counting down the Unsigned Chart as we always do every Wednesday night. It's the top five of local unsigned artists. If you are an unsigned artist and you've never been in the Unsigned Chart before, drop me an email. It's again running low on entries to put into this chart at the moment, so if you want to be featured in the future weeks, all you need to do is send me one of your tracks and then promise to ask people to vote for it, and you'll do well. After a few weeks, you can sort of drop back on the hassling people to vote, and hopefully the Cambridge 105 audience will like you enough that you'll be able to stay in without the need to. So far, a quick recap. Out this week, didn't even make it in for a first week, unfortunately. It's a good song, Just William and the Outlaws. It's a long, long way to Tennessee, just got 2.1%. Number five went to Chloe Anna, Old Haunts, with 4.1%. Oh, it's now refreshed again. It's changed. Oh, hang on. I have to remember what I said earlier. 5% of the vote, wasn't it? And then with 13.6% of the vote, Harry Seaton and Wildfire is at number four. Three more records left. Very close between the top three this time. One record's got 24.3%, another 26.3%, and another 28.8%. So pretty close in terms of numbers of votes. There's 11 votes between number three and number one this week. The record that is at number three is looking set to hit the 20-week limit. It's doing really well for itself. Louise from Flaming June is always on at people to vote and setting up events on Facebook and things, so that's the best way to do it. She's now made it to a 15th week inside the Unsigned Chart, comfortably in once again. This is Rumpelstiltskin.
The Unsigned Chart on Cambridge 105, number three.
Take what's precious to me, I'll hide it all away. You won't take what's precious to me. You won't take my world from me, I'll hide it all away. You won't take my world from me. I won't play your games, no, I know.
faking you, rumble still skin. I've got power over you, rumble still skin. Cause I know your name, rumble still skin. I will watch you break into
Unsigned chart on Cambridge 105.
Flaming June and Rumpelstiltskin, this week's number three, 24.3% of the vote. So the battle between number one and number two this week is the same battle from last week. Music and Spies were at two last week, Elliot Porter at one last week. Music and Spies were almost out of the chart in our update on Monday, but they pulled their fingers out, got the votes in, so they're in the chart, they're at least in the top two. Elliot Porter's been consistent. He was at number one in the unsigned chart update on Monday, but it was quite close then between him and Flaming June. Flaming June sunk back slightly. And so it's a battle between Music and Spies and In My Hands and Elliot Porter's Joanna. One of them's got 26.3%, the other 28.8%. That amounts to just six votes. This week's number two is...
Number two.
Music and Spies.
Is it going like that old Ford truck? Taking it steady, never been ready, and always had the best of luck. Meanwhile, there's nothing wrong with my personality, but I've got a borderline OCD that won't let me sleep to half past three. But I'm free.
Free?
Yeah, I feel free. Keeping it up till everybody wakes up early in the morning with a cup of tea. It sounds good to me. And you've got my attention like a bright light in the dark. The only way to find my way is follow it home and make sure I am ready. I'm so ready, I am ready to hold your heart in my hands. And I'm holding steady, trying to understand. I am ready to be your only man. And I'm holding steady, steady as I can, yeah. To what I said, I was talking out my ass. I should have given you the time that you needed and all the things I had. To give, forgive, forget it all. Leave it all behind for somebody else to find. There's always gonna be the waters and the andors till we find the end line. But now I'm back again with my arms wide open. Yeah, they're wide open, baby. With a sense and grace. I'm only hoping that I am ready to hold your heart in my hands. And I'm holding steady, trying to understand. I am ready to be your only man. And I'm holding steady, steady as I can. Is it today already? Oh, I better be going. No, I'm not going anywhere. And the way I'll make sure if that is locked the door, you're not going. Cause I am ready to hold your heart in my hands. And I'm holding steady, trying to understand. I am ready to be your only man. And I'm holding steady, steady as I can. Yeah, I am ready to hold your heart in my hands. And I'm holding steady, trying to understand. I am ready to
to be your only man, and I'm holding steady, steady as I can.
Music and Spies, and In My Hands, this week's number two, which means for a second consecutive week, Elliot Porter and Joanna is the unsigned chart number one.
Cambridge's favourite entry this week. This is the unsigned chart number one.
That look, that look in your eyes, told me you'd known your fair share of goodbyes. I asked you your name, before long you were gone. You came with that look, that look in your eyes. You said me my name, before long you were gone. You always leave before the lights come on. Joanna, Joanna, you came up to me, push you away. How many times have I been led astray? So what's changed tonight? What did I do right? Well, you still leave before the lights come on.
Joanna from Elliot Porter. As mentioned with Matt earlier, it's only the second unsigned local record to make it onto the Cambridge 105 playlist, so you'll be hearing that on a regular basis once again next week. Number one for a second straight week, Elliot's third week inside the unsigned chart, and number one in total because he had a number one with his other entry, She Only Goes, last year. So congratulations to Elliot, number one once again. Okay, it's 8:30, time to throw in a brand new entry, and this one comes from the group called From the Sticks. They just played yesterday with Fred's House at the Fringe in the Fen Festival, which is going on this week. From the Sticks are a four-piece indie dance band consisting of Rick on vocals, Tom on guitar, Nick on bass and Adam on drums. Their Facebook describes them as just four practical strangers brought together in a musical brotherhood on a mission to bring you the stories of life from the serious to the comical. They'll be playing a live session in the studio for me next month. This track is taken from their forthcoming EP. It's called Boom Boom.
Boom boom bado beat to ba buddy buddy 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 boom boom bado beat to ba buddy buddy. You're staying out of friends tonight. Do you lie straight into Big Brother's eyes? You lie, you lie. The weekend bottle makes you feel like you're alive. You don't need no poison. If you need more poison, then you lie. And I say boom boom bottle beat to my buddy buddy 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 boom boom. Say that I lead a normal life. Won't corporate jaws set Bosberg light. Now I walk blind. You lie, you lie. Reach every person has a place that they're meant for. Sure, we're tag numbered human race. This grand lie. Beat to my buddy buddy boom boom battle 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 beat to my buddy buddy boom boom bop 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 bop. And I say boom boom battle beat to my buddy buddy 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 boom boom. Was born a free man of the land, lived up to all your dirty plans. I realized everything's connected, but our potential was neglected. Now we're falling, now we're falling down. Boom, boom, battle beat to bye, buddy, buddy.
That's from the Sticks. The track is called Boom Boom. Now we know why we couldn't hear Glenn Jones on the radio earlier on, because the freaking microphone wasn't working properly. It's drooping down. This microphone is gone from being upright to sort of being in a, well, horizontal position to the start of the show now. There we go. Never mind. Just another piece of broken equipment at Cambridge 105. Wouldn't be a day without it. Time to recap through the records we've got for you to vote for this week then, beginning with...
I'm trying to surrender.
Chloe Anna, number 5 with Old Haunts.
Out of sight, is out of mind. Out of mind, is out of view. Out of view, is out of sight. And out of sight is you.
Number 4, Harry Seaton with Wildfire.
Just take what you want. Leave me to rest, my love is all burned.
Flaming June, the longest running record, made its 15th week today. This is Rumpelstiltskin. Number two, Music and Spies, In My Hands. And I'm holding 10th week now. Trying to understand. No, 11th week, sorry. I did them out a week then.
To be your only man. And I'm holding steady, steady as I can.
Joanna. Number one for a second week, Joanna from Elliot Porter. Probably also credit the missing pieces on there as well. And new entry this week from the Sticks. This is Boom Boom. Voting opens after tonight's show, cambridge105.fm/unsignedchart.
You're listening to the New Music Generator on Cambridge 105.
And we go back out to our green room to Chasing Outlaws.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. What did you do in the break? Please tell me an interesting
story.
We went and
got some food, and we just sat around.
Read Nick's fan mail. That was pretty...
Oh, yeah, you read
Nick's
fan mail. Yeah. Yep.
I will
not honestly, nothing.
It's tumbleweed. Okay. I'm going to ask you a load of random questions in a little while. Just to warn you, nothing to do with this interview whatsoever, but they are rather amusing. But I'll do that in a bit. I'm going to ask you a bit more about the band first before we go on.
Fantastic.
Oh, still coughing, Nick.
Stop dying.
What's wrong? Yeah. I'm concerned for you.
Oh, I've been ill.
Oh.
I usually sing a lot more, but after the last one, you'll be thankful that I don't.
Okay.
He's all right.
Okay. So one of you's got hay fever, another one's ill. Brilliant. And the other two are fine.
Yeah, we're okay.
Yeah, you're okay. All right, good. What was I going to ask you? Oh, I've forgotten now. Oh, yeah. Your songs, your own material. How many of your own compositions do you have in your back catalogue?
We've gone through about 11, I think. We've got 11 we play now.
Okay.
Yeah.
You played a gig a couple of weeks ago for me. Well, I don't really want to be associated with it, but unfortunately I am. Where you just played pretty much everything you had and then went into covers. So did I hear everything in your back catalogue that night?
We cut out a couple of the kind of more heavy numbers.
Okay. Yeah, that wouldn't have gone down well.
Suit it to the audience.
Yes. Okay. All right. So about 11 songs. What's the most recent song that you've come up with? How long ago was that?
It'd have to be a song called She's Got It All. Which we're not going to play for you today.
No.
I don't know when we. It was written a while ago, but it took a while for us to get it all together.
Wasn't that almost a year ago now? But we just haven't, because we haven't been playing that long. It seems.
I think it's just less than a year ago that we got it together. But I wrote it.
We better write some more
songs.
I've written it.
I wrote it about 2 years.
Yeah. Well, you guys haven't been playing as a regular on a regular basis for the last year or so, because Alex has been at uni. So I guess that sort of slowed down the creative process. But do you still write stuff when you're on your own?
Yeah. I've got a lot of tunes.
Yeah, we both have kind of a big back catalogue of tunes that we could whip out.
but without, so to speak. You need to give the others notice, obviously, so that they can know what they're going to play.
Oh yeah. Well, a couple of hours
at that last gig, Alex just.
Oh, I did notice that. Yeah, at one point you just seemed to be going along with it.
Improv second half was.
I played a couple of my own.
Yeah.
More acoustic-y numbers.
Yeah, no, that sounded good. Somebody's actually sent me a message, which is a good opportunity for me to do some self-plugging. said, could Alex do a solo? Well, I don't think Alex is doing a solo today, but Alex is doing a solo gig next Thursday.
I am. Yes.
Aren't you?
I am, Tim.
Give the details out.
Well, it's at the. You know.
Yeah, but it's better if it comes to you.
Well, Mystery Man has got me this gig at the Boathouse. It's a regular
Bathhouse.
Bathhouse, yeah. Sorry.
Please don't turn up to the boathouse.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's a regular acoustic night, isn't it?
Yes, Tim? It is. Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'll be coming along. Although, is it all right if I play early? Because I've got to get off.
It's an on-air request.
Are you sure you want to organise this now?
Yeah, you can have the first slot. Yeah, that's fine. So yeah. Alex will be on at 8:30.
Yeah, that sounds
and
great.
And he'll be leaving about 9:00. No, that's fine. Cool. Right, let's get you to do another track then, please. What's next?
Let's do it. This next song we're going to play is called You're Only Young Once.
Anyone to hear now is decision day. But do you want the choice to just disappear? Some have said that you might as well be dead, because they just won't let you be free. But in my mind, there's a loneliness to find. Won't you go feel lonely with me? Baby, I'll take this away, and we could take a little walk in the rain. Yeah, I said, baby, my tell us to stay, but my mouth is getting dry now, there's nothing more to say, and it's a long time coming. Don't stop running, you don't have too far left to go. So come on, don't let anything get in your way. You're only young once at the end of the day. Plastic friends you could be. You think you found a home, but just to try to get up and leave. Some have said that you might as well be dead, because you just won't let you be free. But in my mind, there's a loneliness to find. Won't you go feel lonely with me? Baby, we'll take us away, and we could take a little walk in the rain. Yeah, I said, baby, don't tell us to stay, but my mouth is getting dry now, there's nothing more to say, and it's a long time coming. Don't stop running, you don't have too far left to go. So come on, don't let anything get in your way. You're only young once at the end of the day.
Chasing Outlaws and a track called You're Only Young Once. I think you've recorded that one. I've played that one before, haven't I?
I recognise
that one. Cool. Just to point out to the listeners that there is, well, A, there's some rules being broken in Cambridge 105 because there's food being eaten in next door studio, but there's also a marked difference between next door and here because I've got a banana and some water and you've got KFC in their engineering team, so it's going to smell of chicken in there after the show. So whoever's next in Studio B will have to enjoy the smell of KFC. Anyway, can I ask you a couple more questions about the band, then we're going to get you to do one more song, and then I'm going to ask you some random questions, then we'll finish with the song. So that's my plan.
Go for it.
Local music scene. What do you think about the music scene in Cambridge at the moment? Who do you like particularly? Bands that you've been around for a while? Bands that you've shared stages with locally? You're giving me funny looks now. Why? Because you don't want to say? It's like, I don't know what to say.
Well, we've played with a few bands, kind of local bands from Cambridge.
What do you think of the Cambridge music scene in general? Do you think it's pretty good?
It's... No.
Could be better.
No?
No, not really.
It's the worst scene I've ever seen.
No, there's good bands, but just go to other places and it just seems a bit more... It's not necessarily the music. There's just more going on in other places.
My take on it is there's quite a lot of decent bands, but there's not enough people to go and watch them.
Exactly, yeah. There's not enough places to go and watch them either.
Yeah, okay. What about bands that you've grown up with and played with? Because there are, you guys are, some of you from Comberton, and that school's and the college has created quite a few bands. Mentioned a few bands earlier on that are no longer around. So who have you particularly rated? Bands that are still going and bands that aren't anymore?
Still going?
Yeah.
Still going, I don't know, from ages ago. They're all dead. They're all... Not gone.
Just want to make clear they're not actually dead.
Not dead.
I'm trying to think like old school fivers. Like they're all. I mean, well, you could count Little Comets as a. If you've ever heard of them, they were a fiver band. They're still.
I've heard of Little Comets.
They're doing well. I forgot that they were a fiver band ages ago, and
they got signed, didn't they?
Yeah, they're doing massive. Yeah. They got two albums. They're doing brilliantly.
That's where I've heard of them. Okay.
Well, Ed Sheeran even played at the Fivers a couple of times, but we're not going to go there.
Wow.
Who else like still going? I don't think there's anyone like.
There are a couple of bands.
There's quite a few
finished.
Like, I mean, from we started, I'm not sure. Like the bands that I used to like. I mean, bands like Cut Shape and who else? I don't know.
Who are these?
I mean,
bands?
I joined Isaac's Aircraft.
Yeah. Adam knows all these bands that none of the other members have ever heard of.
Alpha Rose. I mean,
yeah,
they were great.
We played with them.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're doing now though.
I don't think they are.
I still like their music.
Yeah,
it's good.
Okay. All right, we'll move on from that slightly awkward question. I touched on earlier on that you're not playing as a regular group anymore because of university, and you sort of play when you get the chance to when you're back.
Yeah.
Is this how you see the band continuing? Are you planning on sticking together? Because I know that one of you at least is going to uni.
Yeah.
September, so there'll be two of you gone.
Well, next year, from September onwards, we're going to be in four different cities for most of the time. So it's going to be pretty much a holiday thing. I mean, you see a lot of bands going off to university and kind of fading away, really. But we really hope that we can keep playing.
I mean,
when we're back.
Me and Alex, being brothers, we can kind of... always stick together, and we'll always be doing music.
Yeah.
So.
And Nick, you'll still be in Cambridge now, won't you? And then.
Yes.
Who knows where you go after that?
if someone came up to you, maybe if your university came up to you at uni and said, "Would you like to join our band?" Or somebody came up to Nick here and said, "Would you like to join our band?" Would you consider that, or would you stay loyal to Chasing Outlaws?
Would you not
want to give me an answer because the others might disagree and then you might have an argument?
I'd stay loyal to Chasing Outlaws. It's the only kind of other thing I'd be interested in doing is something, maybe start another band or something.
Side project kind of thing.
Yeah, okay. Kind of side project. But yeah.
Would you do solo stuff?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. It's fascinating because you're in a band, but you obviously if you only get the chance to play when you're not from university, that's not very much time. So I guess you just don't get a chance to play otherwise.
Well, I've done a few
solo
gigs
stuff, yeah.
Where I am in Nottingham. so it's we don't not play, and these guys have all, you've played with other people, haven't you? Adam's playing with, you know, other people as well, so we're not playing music. Richard's not playing anything.
Richard does math.
But it's just, it's always, it's, well, needless to say, when us four get together, it's something special.
Yeah. I suppose that's good in a way, because it makes those gigs that you do now, as you say, special.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Exactly.
All right. We're going to run out of time, so let's get you to do another song, please, and then I'm going to ask you these random quick fire questions. What's this one then?
Questions.
Right. Don't be scared. They're funny. You just need to be
scared.
Quick. You need to be quick on your feet and think of an answer.
Okay. You want us to play another tune first, yeah?
Yes, please. That'll be good. If you don't mind.
We do not mind, no. This song we're going to play is called Take Me There.
Okay.
There's a place where you'll go, where she'll want you to know what she's thinking. And that look in her eye only passes you by when you both have been drinking. And you've had the tears and had the dreams, and now you're left stuck in between. You know. And she wants to be there when she brushes her hair in the morning. But the more that you say drives her further away, and it stops her from calling. And if anger falls into the night, I'll make sure you get home alright. So would you do it too? Say we were further away from the autumn, when the feeling it brings makes me not say a thing when it's something important. And you took the part that made it break in half the time it took to make you know. And I can't think of why I can't help you get by when you're falling. When I need that, we find that the passing of time only writes our own story. And if anger falls into the night, I'll make sure you get home alright. Say, would you do it?
Beautiful. All right.
Thank you.
Quick fire questions. Going to do this for 2 minutes and then I'm going to get you to do your last song. And I hope you're playing the song I think you're going to play as the last one. Roller coaster? No? You're not doing that?
Sorry, can't hear you.
You can't hear me? Oh, they can't hear me.
Words?
Hang on a second. Rob's... Oh, they, all they can the listeners, all they can see is they can see my mouth moving, but they can't hear my voice. And now Rob's desperately trying to work out why they can't hear me. Oh, I'll just pad for a second and say that if you missed any of today's show, you can listen to it again as a podcast on the Cambridge 105 website. It'll be available to download probably from tomorrow, to be honest, on our website, cambridge105.fm. And are we going to hear me now? No. Next week's show. Who have we got on next week's show? Oh, the Balancines and Heather Merrin Ford are coming in to do a session next Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, so check that out. And a quick plug for the NMG sessions, which is two weeks on Thursday, the 25th of July. B-sides, Elliot Porter, current unsigned chart number one, and The Flow will be playing at the Portland Arms on that Thursday night. Tickets are available in advance, priced £3. Cheap, cheap, cheap. I'm not going to have time to ask these questions now, am I? Because we're running out of time. I am, just about. Okay, so they can hit me now, but I can't hear them now. That's fun. I like this. We just get them all in the studio. That might be quicker, I think. Let's ask Chris what's coming up on Underdog to fill some time. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Tim. This is awkward. yeah, Jordan and I are here. We've got the new Franz Ferdinand single, which we'll be playing very shortly, and then Album of the Week from Deep Valley, a couple of tracks from that. Loads of other good new stuff. Woman's Hour, we've got a song of theirs. New 6x7 album came out this week, which is a band that I have a special place in my heart. A tiny place, but a special one nonetheless. And I don't even know if we're going to fit everything else in. Maybe some old teenage fan club from the vault as well. But plenty coming up between 9 and 10 before book club.
Book night.
Book night.
Book night, yeah.
No, hesitated then, and still got it wrong.
Book, no. Can you hear me now?
I can, yes, hear you. We,
yes,
can hear you.
Good, right. You've escaped the questions because I run out of time for them, unfortunately.
Oh,
I spent literally 5 minutes doing those earlier.
Oh, we can do that. Come on.
I'll ask you one each.
Fair enough.
One each. Right, start with Alex.
Let's do it.
If you were written about in the newspaper, what would the headline be?
Oh, God. Local man.
I'll come back to you. Nick.
Can you give me a sec?
Who do you like best, your mum or your dad? And you can't say both.
That's why are you making me answer these questions?
Because it's funny.
It's funny, Nick. This is really funny.
Who do I like more, my mum or my dad?
Yeah. They're probably listening.
I'm going to go with the one that I think is most likely to be listening right now.
Right, okay.
Which is mum.
Okay, good.
Dad.
I'm sorry.
If you're listening, I like you just as much.
Okay, all right. I've got to move on, Nick. Yeah. Adam, if you could be a superhero, who would you be?
Not Superman, he's boring. Probably Batman.
Okay.
Batman's most fun. I mean, you go around with a cool voice. He's rich, he's filthy rich as well, so yeah. Just
Batman.
You know, Batman.
Okay, cool. Richard, if Hollywood made a movie about your life, who would you like to see play the lead role as you?
I think I would have to go with Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel? He looks nothing like you.
It doesn't matter.
Well, but the viewers won't know that, will they?
No, that was
Johnny
true.
Vegas.
That's true. Oh, that's harsh. Alex, have you thought of a headline?
No. Local, no, man. Okay.
Local man. Achieves greatness.
Okay,
found
all right.
Bed in puddle of feces. Found bed in puddle of own feces.
Lovely. Last song, please.
All right, this last song I'm going to play, as I said earlier, it was written by Nick. It's the sole song that we have written by him. It's called Roller Coaster.
Brilliant. Thank you very much for coming in, guys.
Thank
Underdog
you.
Underdog is next.
day has just begun. There's no way of knowing just where you'll be tonight. Don't you feel alive on the roller coaster ride? You're old, but admitting it's how you. Passing by, that glint is gone from out your eye. There's no way of knowing just where you'll be today. Give yourself a chance, stop you dwelling on the past. 'Cause one thing is knowing, another is showing just how. Take your mind off all the things you love and tell yourself it doesn't hurt. I hope you find a way back into what you should have had. I hope it doesn't scar too bad on you. Know the day has just begun. There's no way of knowing just where you'll be tonight. Don't you feel alive on the roller coaster ride? 'Cause one thing is knowing, another is showing us how. Take your mind off all the things you learn and tell yourself it doesn't hurt. I hope you find a way back into what you should have had. I hope it doesn't scar too bad on you.
Thank you, Tim, for having us.